When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the anal princess of OnlyFans, Stella Berry, and her manager, Sawyer. My favorite part of their interview was talking about micropenises, my favorite topic. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weems Show.
We have two very special guests tonight. Please welcome for the first time, anal, OnlyFans anal guru, Stella Berry and Sawyer. was that the appropriate
yes.
titles?
I feel flattered. Her this manager, Sawyer.
So, manager?
Just yeah. Sawyer.
you guys are killing it in life. You guys are killing it right now.
So are you.
I think so. What was that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I have anal for a living, so I feel happy. Can be.
Can I ask you, because we could already start out. why? Because with
start.
Me, I have a phobia, like exit only for me, you know, like, because mm-hmm. it's like for me, it's, you know, it's sensitive and tight, my mm-hmm. butthole. So, so when did you realize, oh, like, I like anal. Like.
There was a very distinct moment when I lost my anal virginity in the back of a homeless guy's car on our first date.
Have you talked about this before?
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
Do you want to bring that story up in a different way? Like that?
No, I would love to bring it up.
Go ahead.
But I would also like to preface that, you know, before when I was younger, when I would be about to orgasm, I would want to put stuff in my butt, but I never did it. And then...
No, wait, hold up. Like, what do you mean? In your, like, beads or something?
No, like, just right before I would orgasm, I would have this, like, want to have, like, a sensation around my butthole.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
But, yeah, it was interesting, but I never thought much of it. And then, okay, and so then it goes into the story of the homeless man that took my anal virginity. And I was working, yeah.
Who's this homeless man?
Well, he's still in my life now. He's a lovely man. So
you guys are...
We're not a couple.
Okay.
But we used to be.
Okay.
But now we have a very non-traditional situation.
Okay, that's fine.
I can get into too. But okay. I was working at a homeless shelter for veterans in LA. And it was the best job ever. Mm-hmm. And I counseled them and bonded with them. And one of the veterans, I just bonded extra with. And there was a lot of sexual tension. And
what do you mean by that? Just between you and the veteran guy?
That one guy, yeah.
Oh, so you had like
I was working at this homeless shelter cooking 3 meals a day.
Holy moly.
I was the front desk lady.
That's good. Being a service.
Yeah, while I was a pre-med student.
Okay.
And then I fell in love with one of them. And then I finally like took the leap. And one day after work at like midnight, because I was doing a late night shift,
mm-hmm.
I went and met him in his car, which is, you know, where he lived. And I was on my period and I wasn't like prepared to have sex or anything. I really liked him and the sexual tension was the most I've
ever felt in my life. Can I give him a shout out real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Shout out to Drew.
What up, Drew?
Drew?
This one's for Drew.
He's the anal king.
Drew the anal king.
He took like 30 girls' anal virginities before me.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a real maverick in his field.
Have you ever done anal?
No. I'm not a big anal guy for some reason. I don't want anything up my butt. I don't want to stick it in their butt.
Yeah. It's just the tightest hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
a naughty twist.
You know Asa Kerr. Yes. You know, she's an OG in the game, you know?
Of
she's
course.
She's
the anal queen.
Yeah, well, she's done. When I used to do DVDSA, we were doing content and she did stick her finger up my butt with her finger.
Wait, so you do? It's not all exit only.
Wait, no. This is okay. So let me re.
Not during sex.
No. We're just podcasting, just doing friendly content. It was like we're doing a 24 hour podcast.
Will you
event.
Let me do that too?
No. It really hurt me. It was like it really.
Did she loop? Did she?
No, she had.
It was just uncalled for.
I don't know if she had it in a latex glove or.
Oh well, that's safe.
But she did stick it pretty far up my butt, and it hurt.
Was it for? Was she trying to see if you had a?
Yeah, it was like a challenge. It was like a dare or something. Yeah. It was like we're doing a live feed, and someone's like, "Stick your finger in Stevie's butt." Mm-hmm. And
that's how it happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't. I've always. yeah. So back to Drew and your story.
Yeah. So
I'm so sorry.
It was just like the horniest I've ever gotten in my life. And so it just like his dick just slid in my butt. I just remember him massaging me and licking my butt. I had already given him a blowjob and stuff. Wait. It was already happening.
So
it just went in.
Okay. Was there lubrication involved?
No. I mean, he was licking my butt before, so I think that's what made it good. And also, I literally think, like, I didn't feel any pain with it, and I didn't even know it was in my butt till it was in my butt.
Yeah.
And so I think I was like, I was sober, but I was the horniest I've ever been. And horny is like not sober. Like I was, my whole body was just on fire with amazing feelings. It was the most intense feeling of my life.
Drew eats. He likes eating buttholes.
He likes eating buttholes to prepare it for his dick.
Oh,
that's
wow.
It. Yeah. Like, he'll eat it just to put his dick
in.
Wow. But most men are like that, don't you think? Like, you do foreplay so you can stick your dick in it?
Yeah. I'm not going to. I'm more. I don't know what it is about anal. Just that's the one thing I don't like. I never, like,
no, you have to be just made for anal. It happens to you when it's time.
It's because not everyone likes a certain type of ice cream or something. You know what I mean?
And also, giving is different. So I love getting it. Because it's a euphoria. He loves giving it, you know? And so it just works really well together. But not everybody's going to love that feeling. It's very intense to get.
So is it different, better? Is it different than the coochie?
Oh, my God. You know, I always say it this way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to make it YouTube friendly. Yeah.
So the coochie, when it's in the coochie, you know how you can, like, you can get bored sometimes. You can think of other things. Like, you can think of your to-do list, right? Like,
with the coochie?
Yeah, your mind can wander a little, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Anal, it's like, especially as receiving it.
I'll eat the coochie all day long, though. That's like a meal to me.
But receiving. The man or the giver,
Well,
wait,
I mean.
Is in meditation as well.
So, it's just different. Like, receiving during anal is the most, like, I'm in the present. It's the biggest challenge. I'm, like, breathing to keep, so I don't tense.
Yeah.
And I think of nothing except, like, survival and, like, the breathing into the pain / pleasure that I feel.
Yeah.
And that's I love that feeling. And then
can I be honest with you?
Giving it, I mean, men just nut in, like, a second because it's just tight and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, naughty and it's very dominant. So, like, I am a puppet to his penis when he's in my butt.
Is he pretty well hung?
No. He's like a great normal size, like 6
inches. What's a normal size?
6 inches.
Okay, so.
And he's uncircumcised, which is lovely for anal.
Such a ruler, so present.
So a lot of men are self-conscious about their penis sizes.
Yeah.
Is there a penis size that's like too small? Like if you like saw, let's say Drew's penis was like a centimeter,
like a micro penis.
Yeah, like a micro penis.
Yeah.
Are people open to that?
I think people are open to that because people, like, there's somebody for everybody. So, like, there's some people that don't like sex certain ways.
Yeah.
And I think if you love someone, like, anyone's open to anything.
How
but I think it's an immense challenge
also
as a man.
So you would
to have a micro penis, a real micro penis?
Like a real one.
That's a real challenge.
Like a button dick. Yeah. Like
it's
a
already
real
hard
one.
To be like, say to be a shorter man.
Yeah.
Is a larger challenge. It builds character.
I'm a little guy.
Yeah. It builds character.
Kings.
Yeah.
What was that?
I love short kings. Yeah.
What is that a term?
I don't like tall people.
Yeah. I like that phrase.
I love short kings. I've only dated short kings. Yeah. I only will date short kings. If you see me with a tall person, mm-hmm. just know I'm going through something.
Yeah. She's very serious about that.
Yeah, so what?
I am serious.
So can you work with an inch? I mean, let's say this guy had a micro penis.
Okay,
what I was
I've never
say
tried
Stella
it.
Yeah, yeah. Stella does dick ratings on her page.
You do, Stella?
And she gets a lot of.
How do you rate them? Like, what do you look? What's the criteria?
So many criteria.
Like, let's break it down.
Okay.
Tons of criteria. Right.
This is so fun. So first is the basic length and girth, mm-hmm. right?
Does girth matter?
Yes.
Okay, I think proportion matters. So like length and girth matter, but I think more so in relation to
but
like
it's
how proportionate
different
it is.
For anal. Yes. Am I correct?
There's like a standard good size penis, but then if your dick is a little bit smaller, it's great for anal. Like a little bit small, like 4 to 5 inches. I don't know what, can I look at 3 inches?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, just like.
I don't know, just a little.
What do you use this roller for?
Honestly,
don't
any
worry
size.
About it. That's my business.
You have to be big enough. Yeah, there's like,
no,
there's like cum stains on this.
No, that's
so
fine.
So there's. Like, okay, so 2 inches, I mean, you're not even going to make it inside the butthole. So that is was a
no,
little challenging.
You will.
No, you
you'll
will.
Feel that.
You
will?
Think so? Okay,
yeah.
1 inch and less.
She's
is too
desensitized.
Hard. No, but I just mean, no, as a guy, like, you got to get make it through the sphincter, the outer one.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, 3 inches to five, 4 or 5 inches, even to 6, amazing for anal. Over 6 inches is a challenging, just more challenging for anal.
Can I have my ruler back please?
Yeah.
So there is a certain, if it goes past 6 inches for anal, that's a no-no?
No, I mean, I love it. Like, I love guys with 7 to 8 inch dicks in my butt, but it is it's a larger challenge. Like, that's a level up with anal. I'm glad I lost my anal virginity to a good 6-inch dick.
Drew has a 6-inch dick.
Yeah.
So, shout out, good for you, Drew. Good for you, Drew.
You know, I think.
Yeah.
I think it could be 6 or 5 and a half.
Can I ask you something? I've always wondered this. Be mm-hmm. honest. Mm-hmm. What if the dude has like a long dick but no girth? Like it's like a slim Jim. Like it's like a slim Jim.
Why you know, do you like, wonder like, that?
Yeah. What was that? I've always just wondered
like,
that.
Do you wonder,
I always wondered that.
Do you wonder if I like judge or if
no,
I'll
no,
be
no,
able
I'm
to use it?
No, I'm saying females because there's
like,
two females.
Like if it feels
there.
Weird.
No, do you think females like that or do they dislike that?
I
like
am
a slim
not
Jim penis.
As much of an anal guru as her.
No,
so
I'm talking about your coochie also.
Just in general.
Coochie and your butt.
Just in general. I don't think it matters.
No, it matters to me.
Oh. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sawyer.
I think girth matters more than length.
What'd you just say?
Girth is nice.
I think girth matters more than length.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
I did have a guy that was a bit skinnier of a dick.
But maybe
and it
I just have
felt
a big
weird
vagina.
With anal too.
So girth matters more?
Not for anal,
she's
though.
Saying for her, though.
For me, yeah.
I'm saying overall.
Girth.
Oh, overall, if we had to pick one, which is
yes.
which
what
one can
you
have? Girth.
Huh?
Yeah. You would pick girth,
yeah.
too?
Because
you would?
Length,
even
you
for
don't,
anal?
Yeah, because it feels good, because length hits in your pussy.
But there are anal sex.
Cervix.
There are anal sex toys that are no girth and just length. Like
yeah, but like
a
the
pencil.
To me, it's the stretching that
okay.
feels good.
So if a guy
it's not,
is like
it's,
this,
you don't feel it going deeper. So whether
what if
it's
a guy's like this?
Long,
this is girth.
Oh no!
In your butt
oh no!
This is girth, right?
I would choose length over that. That's too much.
What
girth.
If a guy's that's penis really looked like this? It was all girth.
You know, I've had a dick that's about
like
that
it looked
size.
Like this.
It was the biggest dick I've ever taken in my butt,
and it looked like this.
Yeah, and I did it amazingly, but I did have to like you know prepare. I was a little nervous.
This is so.
But the butthole stretches infinitely.
Right.
Yeah. Once it's stretching a little, it can go forever.
So. Now I always wondered this too. Does your poo come out a lot easier now? Because
it comes out like a slightly bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it just like?
No. It's crazy how normal I still am because I really thought it's been almost 3 years of anal almost every day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Also,
anal every day?
Yeah. And my butthole looks, I think it looks the same, if not a little pinker and cuter.
Oh my
it
God.
Doesn't, and it doesn't have any issues because I do very natural sizes, like a
yeah,
good 6
yeah,
inch
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, yeah,
nothing,
yeah.
no 12 inch dick.
What's an ideal size penis where females are like, okay, that's the ideal size?
For. What?
For everything.
No, just like all he around, pulls for down all his pants. Around. Okay, I honestly, but this is because I love Drew's dick, but I will shout him out.
Wait, okay.
His dick, I think, is perfect okay. for everything.
So he's not circumcised as well?
Yeah. As so well, is that not, is that you're a not plus? Circumcised?
I'm circumcised.
So why'd you say as well? I mean,
but he's is he circumcised?
Oh, on top of it. Yeah. Yeah, he's uncircumcised.
So is that a plus or a minus?
For me, it's a major plus, but I love all penises.
So it's kind of like he has
She says it's a plus because there's less friction for anal.
Yeah, for anal, it feels amazing.
Oh,
because
he has that extra skin.
Extra skin. So instead of like rubbing the skin up and down on the butthole, it's his skin's staying in the same spot and he's like fucking
Right. That's interesting. What's your history? How did y'all link up? Like, how did you become her manager? And when did you start this OnlyFans? I'm just curious. Yeah.
I was a writer. I still am a writer, but I was working for Forbes, and then I got
Forbes?
Yeah.
As a columnist?
Well, it was a subsection of Forbes. I'm not going to claim Forbes. I don't want to get sued.
Okay. But you worked for Forbes?
Yeah, technically.
Okay.
And then I got fired.
Okay.
And I was really depressed for like a few months, crying nonstop, and then picked myself up one day and was like, I need to make my job profitable. I need to make it monetizable somehow. So I got a web designer, and that was taking forever. And then I was like, let me just do what I was going to do, but on OnlyFans. Didn't feel comfortable putting who I was wanting to interview on OnlyFans. So I needed to have people already on OnlyFans on there. So literally the first person I found, which was Stella on TikTok, I reached out to. She had 10,000 followers on Instagram. I was like, she's probably making like a couple thousand a month. No big deal. Reached out to her, did an interview. She let me know she was making 40,000 a month at the time, so 2 years ago, which is nothing compared to today. And she also let me know that she was looking to hire an assistant. And I was like, I'm jobless right now. I seem very professional. My hair slicked back. My tear stains were still there though from getting fired. And I was like, this is the moment to be humbled, Sawyer. I was like, I will work for you. And thank God she took a chance on me. I was her assistant for about a year. And then naturally that kind of just progressed into a way bigger role over time.
Yeah.
And
partners now.
Now we're really just partners. We're really like Stella together.
Yeah, we are. We make it work as a brand.
And yeah, I mean, we're working 24/7.
Yeah, we are.
We really work all day together.
It's so fun.
It's so amazing. We're best friends. And yeah.
That's great.
And it's such a difference from the traditional porn manager.
Right.
Or even from the traditional talent manager, model manager. I don't take 40 to 80%, which is what these people take 10%.
Right.
That's it. And no other strings attached.
What are some of your duties and day-to-day duties and obligations and responsibilities that what you do? Like,
she's
what you
kind
do?
Of in transition right now because she was like an assistant role to me, helping me organize my OnlyFans, being just like a person I can reach out to for any to bounce ideas off of.
I'm still that person
totally
though.
Alone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now she's also going into like more of a manager role where she's organizing things for me, like this podcast.
Yes.
And she's doing the kind of stuff where
that's right. She
the
hooked
stuff
this up.
That
I was talking to you. You hooked this up.
The stuff that I like,
don't
I can
have time for.
Yeah, and I can spend my time doing other things that I need to be doing, and she can be doing that, and it's so nice.
Right.
And she's great at it. She's so organized. She's organized.
But the thing was, she could have been untrustworthy. You kind of like, did you realize? Because the main thing is trust.
I liked her personality. So we clicked so well in the interview.
Right.
And then we started out really small too. Like she worked remotely. We didn't work together.
It was kind of just day by day.
Day by day stuff online.
She could have terminated it whenever. There was never, we've never had a contract.
Yeah.
So it was based on a handshake?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was back in the day, 40K a month, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not that anymore, is it? It kind of bumped up a few, didn't it?
It went up a lot when I started doing a lot of anal. When I started you know how things
she
over
was
time
doing
just 40K get momentum.
When she was just doing solo porn and did not have an assistant,
didn't
one helping
have a sex tape
her.
Out. Yeah.
So what do you mean solo? Like
solo
like
porno.
Dildo stuff, yeah, like, or like masturbation video.
What
okay,
I've
okay,
always
okay.
done since the beginning is I kind of look at it like a vlog of my day sexually, where I just, because I masturbate every single day. I was having
me too. Hello. Yeah.
So I just take content of that instead of having to make myself do something for work. Yeah. I just document what I do every day sexually.
Yeah,
Some days it's just a nude. Other days,
right.
It's like.
I mean, dudes like that, and the dudes get into the voyeuristic aspect of that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll be honest, sometimes I just want to masturbate to, like, POV dildo videos and stuff
yeah.
like that. I like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I want to just masturbate to a cam
so,
girl that's closed.
Let me ask, like, do you get most of your porn from Pornhub, Reddit?
Yeah, where do you get it from?
Have you ever paid for porn?
You pay.
No, hold up. Let me think about this. I'm about to pay.
And also, what, do you,
to pay.
What do you think
I'll
your
give you
fans...
A free sub to mine.
Yeah. What do you think your fans' porn's conception? Do you have any gauge on that?
I'm weird with my thing.
Oh, okay.
I have like a grandma fetish thing going
okay.
on.
Okay.
I like grand.
Like Beyond MILF?
No, yeah, like grandma. Like granny cream pie.
I
wow.
love that.
That's my shit.
Who's fucking the granny? The grandson or like just a hot young girl?
Yeah, it could be like the grandson or I like mm-hmm. I just like there's something about grannies. I don't know. It's kind of weird. People kind of look down at like look
I
at
know.
Me weird. But I like I don't know what it is. I might have to like go talk to a psychologist, you know, to figure it out why I like that.
I feel like that's a beautiful thing though, and it's probably you know like our sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it sexual or taboo is it's something that you. Normally would find kind of, you know, maybe repulsive.
And
or
then
like
this is my masturbation
weird
kit.
To think about.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you
Wait,
use that?
What?
Huh?
Fine. Why do you use that?
Well, I.
You
what is that
latex?
For?
Well, no, this, I put lotion.
Easy cleanup?
So I.
Is it like a pocket pussy?
Yeah, it's like a, it's a homemade Fifi.
I remember your story about
yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah. So
a
homemade Fifi, yeah.
About the Pringles.
Pringles can.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore, although I did buy Pringles today.
Does your dick fit in?
We should have brought him Pringles.
That's a very good question, Stella. So what I do, I'm so sorry for bringing this up.
I'm sorry for anything.
This is like your OnlyFans.
I put lotion.
BB Premium.
Yeah, I put lotion in here.
Okay.
And then, have you seen Karate Kid?
Yes.
When Mr. Miyagi.
Uh-huh.
So
you rub it all in.
Yeah, no, I go. Yeah, yeah. So when the lotion's here to disperse the lotion, I go like I do in Mr. Miyagi,
and it gets nice and warm.
Wait, what about if you just hold it and then you shake it once?
No, I do this. No. I have to do the Mr. Okay. Miyagi, and then I have a Black & Decker heater over there, and then so
okay, wait,
it's over there by the mirror. It's like the orange.
What do you
one
heat
here.
It up? You
yeah,
it...
I heat up my homemade Fifi.
What if it catches on fire?
No, I won't. I do it for like 5 seconds.
It's like making s'mores.
Yeah, it's like.
What if
Isn't
your
it?
Building
oh,
burnt down and
making s'mores?
It is. What if you put like marshmallow fluff in there?
S'mores. Masturbation kit. S'mores.
It doesn't have an
That's,
it doesn't have an H
like
in it.
That.
S'mores.
S'mores.
S'mores. S'mores.
And then
I'm gonna say it like that from now on.
And then I do. I you know I've used Tanga egg. I'm not weird. I'm weird.
Wait, what was the next one?
I use Tanga eggs. So.
What
is
and
that?
Then I met I'm basically sponsored by you've never seen this, so these they're disposable and it's an egg. Maybe should we open one up?
Yes,
just
please
to...
Is it a sex product?
This is a sex toy for guys.
Oh,
you've never seen this?
No,
I thought this was like you were using I thought this was like a candy and you just
no this is something that they is sell it, these for like
is it like a pussy?
Yeah,
we don't want to see.
I know, I'm just kidding. God damn it.
I want to compare it to the real thing. So how do you open this on a regular basis when you're horny? Like, what do you do?
Yeah. You got to be ravenous.
I mean, look, I'm down to my last.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is the egg.
Why is it an egg? Is it
so,
trying to make you feel fertile or something?
So,
oh, my God.
So
can I touch
it? Yeah, go ahead. Check it out.
Wait, so why is it coming in egg
it's
form?
So small.
These are disposable, but look, it comes
with. Is that a vibrator?
No, this is lube.
Oh, okay.
So basically, you want to show the camera.
Oh, and this
yeah.
goes in your. Oh my God, that's nice.
Yeah, so.
That feels nice.
I mean, it's probably similar to a butthole, right? I mean, the way it looks.
Except the looseness.
So.
Imagine
and
if
the
this was
little...
literally a size of a pencil.
I don't know. That, you know what? That looks kind of alien the way you're. That, yeah, that's the inside.
Like, this should be a stress ball. Like,
yeah,
I
love
wanna...
that.
Yeah, so.
This feels like dough.
Whoa.
So,
you could fit a huge dick in here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So you put it over the full thing or just the tip?
Yeah, well, you put the lube. Damn, I like the way you're using it as a boxing glove. That's kind of cool.
Oh my god, I made a hole in it.
It's okay.
Do I get to keep this one?
If you want. Yeah, if you want.
Because I
want
to hold this like a stress ball. Can I check it out real
quick too? Does it feel okay?
It makes noises like a pussy too. Does it queef?
So yeah, you put the lube in here, and yeah. Then yeah, and then obviously it stretches.
So when so was that's the last, was a 10 when day. Was the last time you had a female vagina? Because I want to
time
know the
stamp
comparison.
That. It's been quite
you can lie.
Quite a while. It's been quite a while.
What's quite a while?
Has it been a couple months? Yeah, it's been a couple months.
Oh, that's not.
I don't know why I'm staring at my
how
intern.
How long is it? How like long has gonna, it been to?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm staring at my intern. It's been a couple months. It's been a couple months. It's been a couple months.
Like she knows.
That's not long.
It's been a couple months.
Are you fucking her?
No, that's my intern.
You were looking
no,
at her like,
no,
when
no,
was
no,
the last
no, no,
time
no, 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 no,
no.
I don't know why I'm asking. I'm just asking her to save me from. It's been a couple months.
What
couple
was
months.
The last experience like?
It was. Oh, so you're not. You're. Right. Oh, is this your? Is it your turn to ask me questions? Like, because you said y'all had questions for me.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
I was really curious about the comparison of this though compared to a pussy.
Oh, nothing can compare to a real vagina.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're holding that like a cigar. You're very classy.
I love it. I mean, in fact, the special lady I was seeing got me because she was vaping. Last time she was here, and so I'm like, I was doing just this. So I was hanging out with her so much. I want to leave her anonymous,
okay?
Just because I don't want to put her on blast that way.
Yeah.
But
is this dip?
Yeah. This is all nick.
So wait, isn't this better?
I don't know.
I don't think anything
it's all bad.
Is good. Yeah.
It's all bad.
You pulled.
You
out
gotta
your...
stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So you
that's
did...
totally work. Well.
So you put
so
this
I don't
right
know
here.
About the vapes. Actually, I'm not gonna say. Oh my goodness.
So any more questions? Because I kind of want to get back on, like, because I know there's a lot of stuff that
no,
we
ask
cover.
Us questions.
Yeah, you can ask
okay,
us questions.
Okay, I just saw a documentary called The Tinder Swindler, and it's about, like, this Israeli guy that's, you know, he, like, met girls on Tinder and just, like, extorted them for money and stuff. Like, do you get anything like that where there's weird dudes on your OnlyFans or, like, just... Once they find out who you are, they try to extort money from you because, you know, you're making a good chunk of change now.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm extorting money from them, if anything. Not on purpose. I'm not trying to extort.
Right.
But, I mean, it's usually that exchange. Like, I never am giving people money. I'm just providing my butthole in the service of good.
But I will say I am in 100% constant fear for Stella. Like I am,
but she runs
a very
she runs high anxiety.
Worrying yeah. mother yeah. figure in
but
her
extortion,
life.
But extortion, like
extortion, no, because she's like she said, taking the money from people. So there's not really a way that
it's not a two way street.
There's not really a way a scammer can approach her when he's already paid. There has been
I don't
people
meet people
that
in person either. What is online stays online.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, okay, what about this? Yeah. You're at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then some dude just keeps staring at you.
Yeah.
And then just like kind of approaches you in a weird way.
Oh, like have there been creepy men in my life?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would like to hear maybe 3 to 5
but
stories
wait,
of that.
I will say, just for the viewers watching now, she is with a giant 6'4 Marine man. And she's constantly with him, so don't even try.
So don't try it, guys.
Don't even
unless
try.
Unless you want to step to a Marine.
And I will
don't even
I will
think about
I will
it.
Find out who you are.
But I will say though, the people who subscribe to my OnlyFans are sweet, normal ass guys. They're sweethearts. They're guys like the people who subscribe to OnlyFans are a select group of men that watch porn. They're not all
men
that watch
porn. Are they polite?
They want to see a girl, like at least in my case, they want to see a girl that's living her daily life and just have a little, be a fly on the wall as she's masturbating or as she's having sex.
Like they're beta males for the most part?
No, it's a lot of military guys. It's
military
a lot of
guys?
Well, because I do anal too, so I like my content is for anyone but betas. Like I'm very into like pervy content. And I think the ultimate when you get very pervy, like my favorite style of content is that the most authentic you can get. Like you don't want to see something produced. You want to see people having
like
real sex. You want to see them like farting when they accidentally, like farting accidentally when they come,
yes.
or like queefing a lot, or like accidentally anal gets messy, or just living yes. normal life and seeing real sex is
yes.
so much more pervy. So it's for very sexual pervy people, I think.
Right.
Yeah, the
yeah.
number one request that she gets is poop.
Yeah, messy anal.
Yeah,
yeah.
messy
wait,
anal.
Wait, is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, mm-hmm. like shit.
Yeah.
Is
you've
a
never watched
once
that?
Men are, if you have anal, you're fine with it getting messy. Like, if you're really into anal, which, you know, I am, my Drew is, like, you, and when you're really a sexual kind of pervy person that leans toward anal, you don't care about poop. Like, you don't
yeah.
care. I don't, I have, not one thing grosses me out in the world.
What do you, what would you type in? What is that, a certain name? Is it
poo-anal? Oh, I don't know.
Poo-anal?
Scat? Scat play is a thing people
what,
love.
I don't think you can find it
thing?
On Pornhub
yeah.
anymore.
Mean?
Scat means like poop play. I've seen a few clips like that on accident, and I'm scarred for life. So
how do
yeah.
you spell it with the S-K?
S-C-A-T. Yeah, scat is poop. Like, you know, like
scat.
Animal scat. Like,
so
scat.
That's poop porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's on Pornhub anymore, though.
Yeah.
Sadly.
So you'd have to go to the
dark
web.
There's like
to scat, find that.
Scat.com is one of them.
Yeah.
Shout out.
There's a scat.
They're, don't look at their Twitter unless you want to see
Twitter,
stuff.
Yeah.
Because their Twitter
is vulgar.
I think about the two clips that I saw
I've
every
that.
Single day of my life. I'm
so
not
it will affect
kidding.
You.
It's two girls, one cup times 1,000.
Yeah.
So can you describe, like, just through words? We're not going to show anything.
Well,
obviously.
I mean, I deal with, like, poop and stuff all the time, but, okay.
Yeah.
Describe through words.
But
yeah, what's
scat? That,
like,
but,
what? Because you say it'll stain
the
you
one,
for life.
Okay, so one of them, she was riding, the guy was laying flat on the floor, and the girl's riding him, like,
wait,
on.
Wait, slow it
she's
down.
She's riding
slow
him.
It down.
You know, okay, so she's like this, on top of him, like, her feet on the ground, riding him up and down. He's
yes,
laying flat.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the camera's coming from the back, and she drops a perfect, like, Hershey's poop out her butt on his stomach.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the girl was just like
yeah.
in doggy on the floor alone, and she was just pulling poop out her butt and just rubbing all over
yeah.
her body.
Oh my God!
And it was her real poop, you
yeah,
know?
Pulling
Holy
it out.
So
moly.
It's like chunky
yeah.
and like.
I don't think.
No, I would wish it upon no one
yeah,
unless you're into scat.
Like
if you're
that.
Into scat, that's you're so cool, but
yeah.
I'm not yet.
Don't they get a bump in pay for to do because that's a different thing.
Yeah, and the girl and you know what is so cool? The girls that do it, and they'll do it, some girls do it with their boyfriends, they cover the entire room in plastic. So it looks like they're about to murder someone.
Like Dexter.
But then they just
God.
Get shit everywhere.
So
yeah.
are there
it's a real art form to not get sick and not get stuff dirty.
So are there porn stars that are scat porn stars?
No, I think
wait,
it's so niche. It is so niche.
So niche.
You should
yeah.
tell them about the strep throat. Incidents.
Oh, well, yeah. So it is an art because, like, I have gotten strep throat 3 times now. From
recently.
From what?
In the last year. From, well, at first, it was, like, putting, when you can see a piece of poop on a dick, or, like, you can see the poop, that was my rule. I was, like, if you can see it, like, don't suck on it. Because my first, I have no boundaries. And so he would just pull his dick out of my butt, and I would just put it in my mouth. I was, like, I don't care. Like.
So it was your poo.
No,
the
it was
first
his poo?
The first 2 times that I got strep, it was somebody else's. It wasn't my own because
oh.
I don't think I carried strep. Because
yeah.
strep group B is carried in your intestines. Strep group A is what most people get normally.
Right.
Strep
right.
group B is only in your intestine or one of the places.
So he
in
had
intestines.
Feces on his penis.
Yeah, well, like the first one, I pulled a butt plug out of a girl's butt. So I had done it a ton of times myself.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he
yeah,
pulled
yeah,
his
yeah.
dick out of my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And would, like, put it in my mouth when it was dirty. And it was fine.
Yeah.
But then the very first time I got strep, I pulled a butt plug out of a girl's butt and it was kind of dirty. And I just put it in my mouth because it was just a habit for me.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is the worst that can happen.
Yes.
And then I just had a terrible strep. And
yeah.
Then I was like, okay, this is why people don't eat poop.
Oh
I had to learn
God.
That lesson.
Yeah. Did you
but
go to the
then,
emergency room?
No. I just, my mom's a doctor. So she just prescribed
oh,
me antibiotics.
Oh, your mom's a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so can we shout her out real quick?
No.
Okay.
She can't be associated
okay,
with
okay,
me.
Okay, no
but
problem.
But I love you, Mom.
Yeah. So
she's
she
the best
you,
mom in
she
the world.
She gave you antibiotics.
Yeah.
And it
so,
cleared up within a day or two?
No, you have to take antibiotics for 2 weeks, and you get, like, fevers from strep. Yeah, you get a fever, you get a terrible sore throat. Like, I know it immediately
don't
when I get it.
Don't eat each other's poop.
Yeah.
So strep
guys.
Is a serious thing.
Strep is, you can die if you don't
you
take antibiotics.
Die.
Yeah, yeah. It's very serious. Because it goes into your bloodstream and can kill you.
Is it worse than UTIs?
UTIs are very bad also because they can also kill you if you don't take antibiotics. They'll go to your kidneys and you'll
really?
Die. Yeah.
Have you, so what would you rather choose, strep throat or a UTI?
Strep throat.
Have you had a UTI?
It runs in my family. I get UTIs every single time I have pussy sex. or at least rough pussy sex.
Really?
Yeah, and so I used to get, like, I got my first one right after I lost my virginity at 13. Goodness. And that was my introduction to it.
Whoa.
And ever since then, when I started having boyfriends in college, I had to take a small dose antibiotic. It's actually a sulfa drug, which is a type of antibiotic.
I take that
every time I have, like, kind of pussy sex with a lot of friction. And it's because the urethra, where you pee from, is very close to my, like, genetically, my grandma and my mom and I, it's very close to our pussy.
So,
when the dick is rubbing on the vagina,
yeah,
it gets bacteria into the urethra, and then I get an UTI. Right.
So you know a lot about this stuff, like STD.
Yeah, well,
like,
I've been having sex for a while now. Yeah. And as a woman, you get so many infections all the time from having sex, like just UTIs, yeast infections, bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah. How often?
So that's why I just do anal.
Yeah, how often do you get tested?
For STDs?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
For me, it's whenever I have a new partner. So before I have a new partner. So in porn, I've actually had the safest sex I've ever had in my life since I started doing porn.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to get tested before you go, and then you both show each other your tests.
So it's legit. Like,
so every porn star, then you can just is feel, probably safer than the average person.
You can just feel free.
Yeah, having more safe sex.
Because people think of it on the flip side. They think that it's the opposite. Yeah. But y'all are telling me that it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's like they're more
and
safer.
And then on
they're
top
required
of that.
To.
Yes. It's a requirement every month or every scene? Like, how
every
does that work?
Every single new person.
Well, no. In actual mainstream porn, which I don't do, it's every 14 days. So your test expires every 14 days. And some people can ask for a fresh test. But just every 14 days, and every single person in the industry is getting a test. So if you're working with anyone, everybody has to be clean when they're fucking. You know what I mean?
How does that work? There can be missed times, though, with that, with the 14-day thing, though.
What do you mean?
There can be days where it's missed, where an STD is missed. Because they're technically...
There could be, but since you're getting it every 14 days, it's going to come out at some point that you have it. You know what I mean?
And there's certain STDs where, like, they might be asymptomatic and that shows signs or whatnot. Like, as far as the porn industry, do you have to audition for that? Like, how do you get booked for stuff like that? Like,
I mean, I'm not in it. I don't even know. But I do know that you just find an agent. In the classic path is you go online as a girl, you find an agent, you look at top agencies and you call them and you're in.
So just to clarify, you're not in the industry.
Yeah.
You do similar stuff?
I've never done mainstream porn. I've done one amateur porn I've worked with one amateur porn videographer, Alex Adams. And we have one video public on Pornhub and Xvideos, and then I have other ones on his membership sites. And he's an amateur filmer, and then I do everything on OnlyFans. So I just film on my phone and put everything on OnlyFans. So I make porn every day, and I film with amateur guys here and there, but I've never done mainstream because they pay like $1,000 for a full day shoot, and it's fake sex and it's bad lighting. It's just not my vibe. Is like I said, vlogging my sex,
more
my real
and you don't
sex.
Have a bodyguard, a manager, an agent, anyone with you.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
just
know. I, all the
yourself.
Money goes directly to me. I
you
can work with
you basically
I want.
Get shipped away to a different state to have sex with someone you've never met
before.
Oh,
yeah, in mainstream porn.
Oh, my God. So, that's how it works?
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And so whenever I can be there, even outside the door listening in, I'm always there for Stella. I always want to be as close to her as possible.
She really likes
that. She really likes that.
I'm a fidgeter.
Yeah, I noticed that. So what's... Like, have you always been like that? Like, since you're...
I want to put it around the microphone so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It would fit so nice.
Yeah, I've always had... Like, I like using my hands. Yeah. I have a big oral fixation.
Were
like, I like to use my
kid?
Mouth.
Like, you play with Play-Doh?
Love Play-Doh. I'm always an artsy kid.
Yeah.
Like, I love just using my hands.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
So, what are some of your outside interests besides, like, the stuff we mentioned?
Besides,
like,
sex and anal?
Yeah.
I love to run. Very athletic.
Okay.
I like to read. I love so much of the things you're into with philosophy and studying reality.
I'm into UFO. Like, I
yeah,
know, like,
you're no,
stuff.
You're a lot. You're into way crazier
stuff
than me.
Stuff.
But I love that type of stuff.
You do?
Yeah, I love philosophy and just thinking about different viewpoints of reality, even if they're quite far-fetched.
And it shocked me that y'all knew about this podcast, my brother's podcast. Like, how did you discover, like, Tiger Belly Badford? How did you discover, like, the whole podcast?
Really, really depressed in college.
And what college? Because y'all
I went
mentioned-
to
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to UC Santa Cruz.
UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
What about you?
I went to NYU, and then I went to UCLA.
NYU?
Mm-hmm.
She's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
New York?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was it like living in New York? I mean, because that's a whole different world.
It was awesome. So I went to high school in London, and so I wanted to stay.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to stay in the city, so that's why I was like straight to NYU. Mm-hmm. And then I grew up in Montana, but I was born here in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've moved around a lot.
What the hell?
Wow.
Her favorite food is octopus and green beans.
So you
But after watching My Octopus Teacher, I feel really bad about that.
That's so crazy. So she's hella cultured and like,
New I just York, I moved around a lot.
Oh my god!
I've had a whole life before I did porn. I was always very sexual, but it wasn't my career path.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, can I ask how much you make on a because you're making some paper there.
Like, I can
like
say
major paper.
I don't like to talk that much about how I make, but I have shared on a past financial podcast that that my biggest month so far was $285,000. Yeah.
Jeez, Louise,
which was crazy.
That's freaking crazy.
It was crazy. It blew every time that I make a lot of money. Like, even when I made 40K the first month, I was like, what is happening?
What the hell? That's freaking crazy. Are you saving and investing your money?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk a little about that? About like, because that's why she's there too, to being a financial advisor as well. Like,
no,
I've always been a great with money because my parents.
I wish I could be, but I know that that's not my authority at all.
Yeah,
so, are you investing in Bitcoin or NFTs and stuff like this?
I have some money in crypto, but it's kind of like reckless. I met this guy on the beach in Puerto Rico where I live, and he just like told me all these cryptos to invest in because that's his thing.
Right,
listened to him.
Mm-hmm. And then
other than that, I also have a financial advisor, but she's older, so she doesn't invest in crypto. Yeah.
Do you have a manager as well, like a money manager?
I just have
accountant?
A financial advisor. Oh, yeah. And then I have tax people in California and I have tax people in Puerto Rico.
Why Puerto Rico? Like, what's the.
She lives in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I live in Puerto Rico.
Well, you live in Puerto Rico?
Mm-hmm. I moved there 8 months ago.
What made you move to Puerto Rico?
Well, I was living in California at the time, like it was, like 8 months ago. And I just I didn't need to live here anymore during COVID. It was so, I just wanted to go have an adventure during COVID. I wanted to go there and I discovered it.
Why Puerto Rico though?
But then I discovered that it's the only place in the world that a US citizen doesn't, there's tax incentives by the government where you don't have to pay federal taxes. Yeah.
So you got
it's very heavily advertised by the government there too.
So you got a house out in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. I haven't bought a place yet, but I'm renting there.
So what's it like living there? I mean,
it's beautiful.
Have you gone out there?
Yeah, I visited her for New Year's.
For New Year's.
It was the best trip of my life. It was amazing.
What are some great things to do out there? I mean, I don't.
It's just so relaxed. Yeah, it's still, you can just go there with your ID. You don't need a passport.
Yeah.
God, that's your life is like a movie.
It was pretty much like Miami.
It's insane.
It doesn't really feel real sometimes.
You know, you kind of like Scarface, like a Tony Montana or something. Like, you know, you're like just running, killing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're killing it.
I'm feeling the passion.
So you going back to the podcast, you just discovered these other because you knew about this.
Well, too. I think I discovered your brother when I was really depressed, like so deep depressed, like couldn't get out of bed for 6 months depressed, couldn't shower for 2 weeks depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the only podcast that would make me like choke on my food laughing. couldn't eat food because I was laughing so hard, crying, hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And what about Scissor Bros? You don't enjoy Scissor Bros?
I love Scissor Bros. I watched you eat a worm.
I was freaking out.
You were like,
can I throw a little fucking detail, you know, what was going on in my mind.
Would love to hear.
The reason why I freaked out is because, like, you know, hot sauce.
I was gagging the whole time during that podcast.
No, this is the thing. What you don't see is when I was looking at the worm, it instinctively, like, try to, like, get away from my finger. So it freaked me out mentally, like,
it's
like trying to survive.
Maybe Maybe that's why you don't like anal. Because Stella told me one time that the first few months of her pushing through the pain of anal, she was crawling away.
Yeah.
Crawling on her hands and knees.
So it was like the earthworm going down in the soil.
Yeah.
And that's why
I freaked
out. And
there was a dick chasing her just like your fingers.
But I wanted it, so maybe the worm wanted it.
No.
I think maybe it might have.
Yeah, it was
maybe,
so...
Maybe, honestly, to be a worm fucking probably sucks. Like, he probably wanted to die.
But then, no, when I swallowed it, I felt it trying to, like, kind of... Yeah, so it was one of those things where, like, I knew it didn't want... You know, obviously, it was trying to survive. And then when I swallowed it, and then it was like, I felt it, like...
Oh, my God.
Trying to go back up the pipe, and I was like, oh,
you didn't
no.
chew it?
When I watched that, I chewed it like
because it was tiny so because Jeremiah had already done it.
Yeah.
So I went. I chewed it like maybe once or twice.
Did it taste like dirt?
It was so gross. I don't know what it was. It was just so gross to me.
I was when I was watching that. I was really thinking, could I do that? And I think I could do it. I think I was like Jeremiah, where it's like, do you want me to do another one for you? Like, would you do another? It's like, yeah, I would do another.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was so. Yeah. He was. Yeah. He reminded me of you. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
I feel like I can. I really think I could do. I'm just not grossed out by anything.
At all.
No. But the fact of him feeling like running away, I don't like that.
She's also very. She has a high pain tolerance. We got a tattoo, matching tattoos together. And
check it out.
We got carrots together.
Oh, the carrot sisters.
Because she put a carrot up her butt one time. So yeah, we wanted to commemorate that.
The carrot sisters.
We had to take that video down though.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Why the carrot? What's the significance of the carrot? Why the carrot?
Because there
Bugs
was,
Bunny. What's going on here?
Because she put. A carrot up her butt.
Yeah. And we wanted a matching tattoo. We thought carrots.
And we had to take that video down because OnlyFans doesn't allow you to put food up your butt anymore.
Yeah. Really?
Things not meant for sexual stimulation.
So we wanted to
commemorate
the liability
really?
Of it.
Yeah, because if people go putting carrots up their butt, it might just suck it up
a
there.
Liability.
And then, yeah,
it's a liability.
I'm sure that has happened in... Like where they have to where
they put people put hamsters
or
up there.
Hot dogs.
Oh,
Richard Gere, I remember back in the day, put a hamster in his butt. Yeah.
Poor Richard Gere, I'm sorry. We're still bringing that up.
Dude, time flew by on this one, huh? It's already 10.
Oh my God.
We have 15 more minutes. Okay,
what are your hard-hitting questions for us?
Because I wanted to ask about, like, the creeper stories. Like, you said you had a couple instances... Because it's fascinating to me. I watch crime documentaries. I just watch the Tinder Swindler.
Like, how close did these hot girls get to death?
Well,
have you seen Bear Brooks?
No.
Watch.
What's that?
It's a podcast.
No.
It's
what's that about?
10 episodes. It's about so much. Just watch Bear Brooks on Apple Podcasts.
Bear Brooks. But I want to know your story. Like, I want to know, like, stories of, like, where...
You know, I've got to say, you're going to have to maybe tell a story because I... have put myself in the craziest situations. Like in high school, 14 onward, I was sneaking out of the house 6 nights a week to go clubbing with like 40-year-old men in London. So I could have got assaulted, raped, swindled, trafficked, and I never had one bad experience.
Oh my
Looking
God.
Back, it's terrifying. But back then, I've never had, I mean, I've had creepy men, of course. All women have had things but that don't feel great.
Yeah.
But I have been overall very lucky that I haven't had like a crazy, like close to death kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which
but
is
soy,
probably
soy,
why
soy
I love
no
men
stories?
So much. So let's see if you have any creepy man stories.
Come on, Sawyer.
I love men, honestly. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've probably had at least 20, but...
At least 20 what?
Like very scary, almost been traffic stories. But
come on, let's get to
no,
it.
No, but none that I'm like consciously I've seen it with my own eyes. Only like a deep, deep feeling, which I feel like women can relate to. Where it's
well,
like,
let's get into it.
Well, the only evidence I have is like one time when I was 16, I was at a beach near my hometown, and me and my best friend went out swimming, and it was. Also, I grew up in San Diego, where you grew up.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
Carlsbad.
Oh, my cousin Jenny's in there out there. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Tamarack Beach where there was not really, it was Terramar. So there wasn't really a beach per se. There was just kind of a cliff and then the water. And we noticed this dude.
Who's we?
Me and my best friend.
Okay.
Yeah, we were 16.
Okay.
Gorgeous girl.
Yeah,
we were both like so cute. And we noticed this really scary dude walking back and forth on the cliff top.
Surfer?
No,
not a surfer.
Not a surfer, not from here. Like you could tell.
How
not
do you know
from
that?
Here. Just could tell.
His wardrobe, what he was wearing?
I could just get a vibe. I don't
keep
know.
Keep going.
Yeah. You develop like an extra sixth sense as a woman, I
right,
feel like.
Right.
Survival skills.
Chelsea, you got that too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just remember, like, he was going back and forth. We were smoking something on the beach, on like the cliff, smoking weed.
Yeah.
Very young. And we like looked up and he was just circling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, like looking down on us like that. And then we're like, all right, what? We're like, whatever, whatever. Like, we're just paranoid. We're just smoking weed. We're just paranoid. Let's go in the water. Let's swim. We might have even like taken our tops off because we were completely alone besides this man. We're like, he's not going to, you know, he's going to be gone, whatever. Let's just go swimming. And I guess, but we were out swimming. We're having the time of our life. Literally forgot about that guy. We literally turned around in the ocean and this man was, so here's the cliff, here's the ocean, and here's the cliff that we were like smoking on. He had climbed down to this cliff and he had his peepee out and he was stroking it to us.
He was lurking like that?
Yeah, no, he was jerking off.
I know, but he was lurking for a minute. Like, he was there for at least an hour.
He was circling like a vulture.
Was he hoping women would arrive or something, like before?
Oh, my God.
Or did he follow you there, you think?
No, he wanted children like us. Yeah. We were children. We were 15.
How old was the man?
60.
60 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We wanted nothing to do with him. We were not.
Did he keep his distance or did he try to approach?
Well, we were in the ocean. We were pretty far out. We were like really good swimmers. And,
oh my God.
We were just staying in the ocean until he leaves.
And he left?
Thank God a lifeguard pulled up who wrote us up for smoking weed.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. We didn't die.
No, thank God. Thank God. At the time we were pissed, but.
Did you report the man?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Two more stories, please.
You know what? I remembered one.
All right. This is great.
So this one was actually, I think this is my only one.
Yeah.
And I've never told this story before.
That's good. Let's do it, man. Exclusive. Only at the Steve Wiebe Show.
And
thank you.
I'm not necessarily, this is not a great moment in my memory. But it's not the worst either. But I was in Mauritius, which is an island off Madagascar, okay, for my senior trip. When I graduated high school,
okay,
with my friends, and we were staying at a really nice hotel there because my friend had a house like on the resort.
5-star?
Yeah.
It was immaculate.
It was immaculate. Yeah. And it was my girlfriend and I, and then like 8 of our best guy friends, because I was, that was just my friend group.
That's good. Yeah. You had dudes there too?
It was so fun. Mm-hmm. And we were just partying like crazy, of course. And of course, I graduated.
Popping bottles or what?
Yeah, drinking, smoking weed. We could get anything we wanted there. They delivered food. A PlayStation. Mm-hmm. They delivered us weed. Everything
what do you mean,
we wanted.
A PlayStation?
No, you could literally just ask the people that worked at the hotel, like, can you bring us a PlayStation?
Wait, is this your video game chair?
Yeah, we'll get into that after after these stories.
Okay.
So anyway, we were just partying.
That was such
fucked up.
Sympathetic. Oh, Steve, a beach chair.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
We need to order you a better chair.
No, I like that. I like that.
Okay.
I like a low to the ground.
Okay. I respect
that. We're gonna edit that out, by the way. Timestamp that.
I respect a beach chair.
Very grounded.
But that was so.
It's very grounded.
Oh, Steve. That's it.
Because
Stella?
No, because we want to order you a nicer one. But if you like
that. I like that.
Okay. We
I
won't.
Like that. I no, prefer that. I don't mind
I'll
it.
Just order you a really nice
no,
fake
no, no, no.
Pussy.
I don't want none of it. Let's go back to your story. Get back to your
okay,
story.
Okay. So anyway, the point was that we're just partying, being crazy. Okay. And one day my girlfriend and I, the guys are like, you know, playing video games, smoking weed upstairs, whatever. And we're drunk in the pool. Because the house had its own pool,
yeah,
but you can still get room service and everything, right?
Right?
So we called the guy who was our one room service guy. He was just so cool.
We called him
and we were wasted. I was 17. She was 18. And we kept ordering more bottles of Grey Goose. Like, we were just drowning. Yeah. And so we ordered a bottle of Grey Goose, Red Bulls, and an order of French fries. And he came and brought them to us and we were butt naked in the pool, drunk. And we were like, come in. And we're feeding him French fries. And we were like, come on,
this
like, come in.
This is the hotel employee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he got butt naked and he came in with us.
Oh, no.
With the hotel?
Yeah, the hotel employee on shift. Yeah.
And you were 16.
I was 17. And so then, but we were egging it on, okay? But then, you know, he's in the pool with us.
Still not okay.
But
of him.
Yeah, but my God, so that's why this part of the story. So this is why this is here. So then, yeah, in my memory, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
So then my other guy friend was in the pool with us, butt naked too. And so we're just all having fun time.
Skinny dipping.
And the guy gets a little...
The employee.
The employee gets too handsy. So he's rubbing his dick on my friend's leg. When she felt really uncomfortable all of a sudden because she couldn't really get away from him because he was getting too handsy. Instead of just fun naked in the pool, he was like rubbing his dick on
his clock?
Dick was hard.
But is he on, he's on
yeah,
the
he's
clock.
He's on the clock. So then, she runs into the bedroom like, okay, I need to get out of here. And then he comes over to me, rubs his hard dick on my leg, is like holding me close to him,
in the cold pool.
And I think, you know what? The thing is, I don't think he'd ever like experience something like that. You know, like
how
you're horny I know. I block it out of my memory.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
So then I'm like, oh, I have to go chase after my friend. Like, I don't know what's going on here. This is a very weird scenario. Like, all of a sudden, reality hit. We're drunk 17, 18 year olds. Reality hit.
Jeez,
yeah.
Okay,
but so then I was fine. But my friend wasn't. She was pretty like she did not like. And my other guy friend that had been naked in the pool was then standing outside the pool. But like, dude, you got to leave. Like, you got to get your clothes on. They're just both butt naked. He's like trying to get this guy to leave. And he's like not doing it. So it just got out of hand.
Did you report him to the hotel manager?
Well, so this was the thing. This I feel so bad about. And I don't know how much I can share about this. But
think about it.
No, I'll go slow into the story.
Okay,
so I can
this
think
is going
to
be
it.
On YouTube. That's why.
Yeah, I know. I'll think about it. Okay. So I'll be very vague.
Okay,
but
okay.
So my friend knows people in very high places. The guy who took whose family owns that house. And so we told the story to him thinking nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he told his dad. And then his dad had the police come, like the very high up police come and interview us about what the guy did. And then my friend and I went and spoke to the owner of the whole resort because they were like, what's going on? And they comped us our whole trip. So all our drink bills, all our sushi. I probably racked up at least $10,000. I was terrified to charge it on my dad's credit card.
Jeez.
Free.
Oh my
because
God.
Also I was a minor and her parent, her dad is very important. My dad would be, both of our parents would freak out. They would probably sue them.
Yes.
So they were like, let's just brush this under the rug.
What happened to
the guy?
What happened to
the
employee?
He got a criminal charge.
He got
yeah.
booked? He got
no
booked?
No one ever told us what happened, but he did get booked. Yeah. Because what they did, they were interviewing us. The police came at like 2 a.m. before our flight at 7 a.m. like leaving the island.
So that kid
and
got
we were
busted.
Drunk and high when they interviewed us. And they were like separated us so we'd all have our own story. And I was just like, God, I hope I remember this correctly.
But he wasn't a kid, he was an adult.
Oh
yeah,
no.
How old was the guy?
He
how,
was like in his 30s.
Yeah.
The employee was in his 30s?
Like probably late 30s. Yeah.
Oh
maybe 40s.
My God.
Yeah. And so they interviewed us with that and then they brought him in front of all of us and we had to say, yes, that's the guy. And I felt so bad. But it was
why?
I was wrong, but I felt so bad.
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
I felt
well,
so
no,
bad.
No, he has a part
don't
in that
feel
too.
He does, but
what
still
should
I
he
felt
have done?
Bad.
What should he have done?
Not taken his
drop
uniform
off, the
off.
How about this? Drop off
yeah.
the order.
Yeah. Because girls, we're allowed to be drunk at that house at 17-year-olds.
He's on the clock.
It's his responsibility, yeah.
Drop off the order.
Even if you weren't underage, do not take off your pants as an employee.
Yeah, yeah.
And just leave.
Yeah. But
do
I mean,
job.
Sexy girls, young girls are very
no.
persuasive.
He's on the clock.
No.
Yeah, but you got to think
working.
Reality. But reality is people get swayed. Like I fucked the homeless guy was my client at the homeless shelter. Okay,
yeah.
That was wrong. But also, it was consensual and...
yeah,
and he was overage.
He was older
you
than me.
You weren't asking for this
we
employee
were
to do all this stuff.
Yeah, but I still felt bad. Yeah.
It also is just inherently different when it's a man and a woman, you know?
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were like, yeah, we want to see if he gets naked and comes to the pool and like eat the French fries.
Oh,
and we're
but
flirting.
You did ask him that.
Oh, we were begging him to come in. We're like, get naked, like come
so
in.
So he felt peer pressured.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We fully peer pressured. That's why
but
I feel
he's
bad.
An adult. He's
no,
an
but
adult.
The thing was, we
and
were,
an employee.
It was fun in the pool, naked and all. But when he started getting hard and rubbing his dick on us and holding us close,
my
friend got very freaked out really fast. And then we couldn't get him to leave.
Yeah.
So that's when I think his horny brain took over too much.
Yeah. He should have just dipped and just. You know,
I hope my parents don't watch this ever.
I don't think they're aware
they do,
of the
I mean,
Stevie Weeby show.
Do you have a fear of like having a daughter after this episode?
I do. Yeah. There's because
oh
there's so
God.
Many different concerns. There's so many different concerns that like, you know, not to say
you.
That that's going to happen anytime
pussy
soon.
Just flying at
yeah,
you.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
no.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't think
men have get in bad situations, too.
Yeah.
Though.
What do you mean?
Life's hard out there for men too. They
I mean,
risky,
but what if your
situations?
What if your son was that hotel employee? That would be worse.
What if my son? Oh, we would, yeah. it would, there would be, there happen. Would be all can't kinds be. Of yeah. discipline. Yeah. I would, okay. Yeah. There, that's more like, dude, we got to get your shrink. We got to get you. You're going to have to do these 12-step programs.
I like that's the first
these
instinct.
Pro- yeah, yeah, yeah. These sex and honest programs. We're going to get you. You got to zoom in. You got to get a sponsor.
Kids?
That's a hard question. I do, but I mean,
when the time is right.
Yeah, maybe. And the thing is, I don't know, because I still feel like a kid. Like I play video games.
That's like me. I can't have kids for at least 10 years.
I get my stuff done, but I'm still kind of irresponsible with a lot of things. Like yeah. I'm responsible, but I'm kind of like I play Warzone still. I still skateboard. You know, they're like I still do.
Because you have the time for it, though.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you raise a kid?
Like I'm just curious why you would ask something. Does that spark your curiosity?
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
You'd be a cool dad.
I feel like a lot of your
fans. You should be an old dad because you're very wise and cool and you're ready to just be like grumpy and old.
If I were a dad, because I've thought about this. If I were to have a son, because I have a lot of like unfulfilled wrestling because I was into wrestling. Like right. I was really, you know, Poway wrestling. I'm afraid that if my kid like even showed a little bit of talent in wrestling or I would totally just, you know how like, you know, Asian parents would be
like,
you're
take
playing
over
the piano.
Their life.
Yeah, yeah, I would be like.
You'd live vicariously through
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm afraid that I would do that. Yeah. That's not fair on
so
him.
So you got to live your life first until you're so worn out. You're like, I don't want to
yeah,
live life
I would
anymore.
Be like,
and then you're like,
yeah. But I would, but then I also thought about this because, you know, your brother skateboards, right?
Yeah.
So I would be like, if they showed interest in that, I would definitely like
and
really
Steve,
encourage that.
Steve yeah, got him a skateboard good. And what else is that
grip
thing?
Tape.
Grip tape.
He's
and
so
that
nice.
Is not the sign of a pressure parent. That is a sign of a gifting parent.
Yeah,
and that is
so
a beautiful
sweet.
Thing.
You know, I appreciate it. You know, I do what I can. You know, I get so much.
You're parenting the other youths in the world.
Well,
they
I know
need,
how skaters are. And like if someone just give that's like a little bit of like encouragement.
Yeah.
Like because skateboard. I mean, it's not cheap to get. Mm-hmm. I mean, skateboards are you know. So if
you're
if
so
he wanted
nice.
If he wanted to, he would. And that's his size. If he that'd probably hype him
thank
up.
You.
Yeah,
you're so
just can
nice.
You have him maybe follow me back on Instagram? Like, cause you know maybe
I will.
Maybe
buy,
I can get a follow
get
on
your
Instagram
fans.
Or something.
Absolutely.
You're like, I'll give you anything
absolutely.
If you just follow
I'm
me.
I'm gonna yeah. give it to him as an ultimatum.
Or you don't have to. You don't have to.
No,
just
it's
like,
a threat. It's an ultimatum. Like, he doesn't get the skateboard unless he follows you. Don't worry.
Well, you know,
on
it
all
would
platforms.
Be nice. It'll be nice. It'll
he
be
hate
nice.
Follows
it'll
you.
Nice. Time flew by on this one.
Yeah.
Now, Chels, just on a side note, do you think, I mean, this is, we're kind of like PG rated R, but not, we're safe on, you think on this one? Like,
yeah.
I know we're, we didn't.
I've heard you guys talk about some
so worse
nasty
things
stuff, but you said some things are getting demonetized.
Oh, well, that's
Scissor
for
Bros.
Scissor Bros.
Because
we do. I mean, we stuck
enemas.
We stuck enemas in our butts.
Yeah.
Wait,
I like
what,
the thing
what,
where
what?
You hit the
we stuck enemas
stuff.
In our butts. Like, we were like, yeah. That we.
I've never even done a full enema before.
Yeah, we squeezed it in our butts.
I
think this
I
one will
that.
Be fine.
You think this will be fine?
Just the first 5 minutes, you're not supposed to say any bad words.
I don't think we did.
Yeah.
And now
did we
can say all of it.
Did we?
I don't know.
This is the time I want to really like plug all you both your social media things and then just plug whatever you want to plug, websites, whatever you got going on. Go ahead.
My OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/Stella Berry, Barey. And my TikTok, I have so many TikTok accounts, so I really can't go through all of them. But my TikTok is Anal Princess with the L as a 1
mm-hmm.
and the E as a 3.
How come there's
you'll
only
figure
one
that
post
out.
On that?
There's not. There's a lot. So
really?
It probably was.
Oh
the
no, that's
account.
Yours.
That's mine.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
And then my Twitter is Barry Baby. Barey Baby.
No underscore or anything.
No.
Okay.
Just Barry Baby, and you'll find me somehow if you Google
mm-hmm.
me. You'll find my butthole.
Mm-hmm.
And
then Sawyer.
My TikTok is not your publicist. I'm not your publicist on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And on my Instagram and TikTok bio, you can book a 1 hour consultation with me and. I'm actually going to start offering them with Stella
yeah.
soon.
For the girls. For the
girls
that want to build their brand. We just
for the guys with girlfriends out there, maybe you can buy this for Valentine's Day or something.
Yeah, if your girl or you and her want to start a couples OnlyFans, like anything.
Well, that
just,
exists?
Well, we've
yeah.
yeah. We've built up so much knowledge from the last 2 years of doing this all ourselves. that we're trying to give it to
yeah,
give
so I
it
do
to
them
the community.
Once a, I do them once a week. You can book a 1 hour Zoom conversation with me and we just go over through your full page. I give you advice. Stella's
you
could
give
my
me
main.
Advice.
Would you start an OnlyFans?
Yeah, I was just
yes.
going to bring that up. You're
fucking
a
I'll give you one
pussy.
For free.
No, because I have a good butt. I got a bubble butt. So
who's
your
market?
His fans.
Paying to see your butt?
His millions of fans.
You know what? I would pay to see your butt.
Me too.
I would see a weekly.
I would be,
a weekly
I would be
butt
hit
selfie.
On the west side.
And you like can see, and you west can be like,
well,
today
should,
it's a little
really
saggy.
Just, you
today
know what
it's
I would
really
pay
firm.
For, Steve? I would pay for like uncensored podcasts and stories that you wouldn't tell for free.
With your butt included.
I don't think
like
it
just
even
mooning.
Has to be nude. I don't
you
think
just moon.
How do I start OnlyFans?
You sign up on
I
the
know,
website.
But what would okay, so I would promote it on my IG.
No, you can't promote it on Instagram.
You can codedly.
Codedly, but codedly. It's not great.
Then how would I promote it?
Probably TikTok
YouTube.
Or YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, you just yeah. say you have it and say, hey, guys, like go to his OnlyFans. See his
go
butt.
To my OnlyFans to hear the rest of this conversation.
So what could I do on my OnlyFans? Does it have to be sexual? Can I just cook?
No,
you could do anything.
I could cook or something.
Yeah.
Cook. Or
but
make
think,
fried
but
rice.
You got to think, what would you spend money on, okay? If you want to watch someone, would you pay money to watch someone make fried rice? If you would, then there's a market for that. But men pay overall with horny brain. So, you know, and it's mostly going to be men paying for it unless you have a lot of horny women.
I would
maybe
probably
women
just
very horny.
Have a, just other guy, like,
yeah.
you know, guys, like.
No,
guys,
I
no, I think
me,
that
me
no,
and
I don't have a.
You either go
most
full
of my,
paint.
Wait,
I
no.
know my algorithm. Most yeah. of my fans are dudes.
Yeah.
Steve, me.
Intimacy.
My
intimacy.
Sister, my hot sister, Sierra, and Stella are all huge fans of you. There's
yeah.
got to be other.
No, I would
no.
You're just
no,
saying that
no,
you're here in
no,
my place
no,
right
no,
now.
No, I've been fans of you since I was deep down in depression. I found you a week after I found Bobby, I swear
yeah.
to God.
I would sub to your OnlyFans for more like just intimate content,
to,
which
to just,
you already get.
To know,
even more.
Yeah, to hear family updates and hear things sooner than the podcast.
Or be like, hey, I just woke up, like this is what
yeah,
I look
like.
Yeah. Oh, I do dream vlogs.
I would love
I
to
would
see
love
you
that.
Like take
yeah.
a, you could take.
But, whoa, don't I have to be in my boxer shorts or my underwear
no,
or something?
No. But you won't. It's not like you're going to make crazy money doing stuff that's
I mean,
not.
One time you could be like, okay, no. just because I always talk about it, here's my dick.
Oh, I could be the poo king.
No, you can't show poop on oh.
But that's a no one. No
it's
one
not
wants
allowed, just because it's not allowed. Not
right,
because I'm shaming
okay.
it.
No one's.
Can I
fans
dance like
jerk
in my? Like,
yeah.
I can like get my butt and then
do you have
dance?
A lot of gay fans?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You don't know your.
No.
I think it should just be comedy.
I think you guys
then.
Like me though.
Comedy then,
you
and
like
you know,
me.
I would sub to like see
no.
just like, I would sub to see your dick like a if you're your
no
dick,
no you
dick,
wouldn't
no no listen
no you wouldn't
no not
I'll,
your
I'm
actual dick
put my foot down
no
on
no
that.
Out
no
out of curiosity
no.
I would
just, I would see your hard
time.
No your hard dick
I could be the micro
through your
king
pants.
I could be the micro king
that's so, your handle that's your handle claim
the micro
it claim it before you upload this
the micro king
I probably already
but you can't be the micro king if you're not a micro
yeah are you
because you're gonna claim that and people are gonna get there and be like dude my kink is micro penises and you're
right.
lying to me.
Well, it is.
No,
it
like
can
be.
It can be micro. Yeah. It can be micro, but it could grow. Too.
Shout out to whoever already might have
the
micro king.
Wait, how about micro grower?
Micro grower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe for a t-shirt, like.
Mm-hmm. Or like micro penis and fried
and maybe
rice
whoever
could be like you're like
maybe whoever
making
subscribes
the fried
to
rice
fans.
Micro
king. Making fried rice with your micro penis
fried rice micro grower
is there a market for that
you're gonna make it
yeah
you're gonna create
no what's the potential what's the market potential
probably
on this?
$1,000 a month
huge
for curiosity.
I can make $10 a month.
$1,000 a month.
$1,000
a
month.
$1,000
a
month?
Yeah, if you market it well, I think you could do that.
If you post every day, you got to post every day. Can yeah. you do that?
Yeah, but
and
what
you gotta,
kind
you
of
gotta,
content?
You got to let go of all your pride. You got to beg people. Like, please, God. Please watch me make fried rice with my
yeah.
micro penis. I promise yeah. it's not as bad as it sounds.
So I
no, if you tell genuine stories that people have always wanted to know about, I think
yeah.
there is a market
for real.
Because I have
content.
So many questions for you, mm-hmm. and... I don't think you would want to answer
like
them.
Messaging
or free.
On like for the you like for the
yeah.
normal content.
You know what?
Yeah.
I would pay to sext with you for like 30 minutes. I would love to know
no,
how you.
No,
sext.
You would
through
not
through a computer screen.
No,
no
you
I
would not.
I want to know how.
Yeah.
I don't want you to fake sext. I want you to like sext how you like. People would pay
yeah.
to see how you sext with your actual girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
sext?
No.
Do you send dick pics? Do you say, "Baby, I'm so horny right now"?
I may have just.
I
want to
fuck you later.
One. I may have one pick that I've had for a long time.
Oh, and you just send
that
every girl.
Wait, you're like, from, this wait, is wait, like wait, bad. How long ago?
No, hold on, Chels. What time
can we
stamp
see
that
it?
For
no.
real?
Can we
for
see
real?
It? No, can we
for
see
real?
It? Can we
no,
see
we're
it?
Leaving that
no,
out.
No, no,
we're leaving
that.
That.
No,
all
we're
out. The last 5 minutes is out.
I know
she just
you're
told
lying.
You about her poop. Come
yeah.
on, Steve.
No, no, no. But can we see it?
It's so.
And give a reaction, but
yeah.
show no one.
No. How about this? No.
I rate
no,
them for a living.
And no.
I'm not judgmental.
It. Do you want to see rice? A piece of rice?
What if you
don't pressure him? Don't pressure him if he doesn't want to.
Right. I'm like.
Yeah.
Stella was pressuring him
way,
into showing his
we,
penis.
This last 10 minutes, out of the episode. I normally don't edit. Out of the whole
no.
episode. So thanks for tuning in.
Wait, but how old were you when you took
You're
it?
Asking way too many vulnerable questions, and I'm not going
to
answer it. I'm
he
so,
like face-tuned it to be better.
By the way, it took me like hours just
wait,
to get
wait,
that
wait.
One.
Okay, I have one question. Is it
what?
Flash or is it not flash?
Wait, so ask
is it
me again?
Flash photography or not?
What
is this light
flash?
From
did
IKEA?
You take a picture of your dick with flash like this or no flash? Because that really changes.
Flash on or off.
No, flash really shows
it was
the veins.
Literally from the.
Oh, you can see. Oh,
down
you
below.
Can see some nutsack. Yeah, you can see some goddamn nutsack.
And can you see like
you
a
can
little
see some nutsack.
No, that's the
nutsack?
Best angle though.
Wait, so are you like.
Why are you asking me so many questions about yeah. my thing?
This is
you,
what man. The people want to know.
No, they don't.
No,
yes,
I
they
don't.
Do. They
no.
really don't.
Yes, they
they
do.
Don't.
They do. They do. And
not
no one's paying for this.
The dudes that
the
continue, dudes that want
the conversation
not
is continued on OnlyFans.
But we didn't
I
talk about that. Dick rating is not complete without nutsack. Drew also has a perfect penis because of massive nuts.
He has a ball
nuts,
sack this long.
Nuts hang halfway down his thigh.
Yeah.
Hottest thing I've ever experienced. Do
so
you have bigger nuts
I
than
I
your
have
dick?
One last question.
Are your nuts
out
bigger
of my
than
own
your
curiosity,
dick?
Does proportion matter?
Yeah. You already know the answer. Of course it does. Yeah.
Does proportion matter?
Yeah. You want it to look proportionate.
What do you
to your body. Right?
To look to my body.
No,
no,
no, to a guy's body. To a guy's body.
Oh.
I'm talking about a guy's.
Yeah, if you're
thing.
Smaller and your dick's smaller, it looks more proportionate.
No, but if your dick is huge and you're a short king, like, that's awesome.
It would suck to be really big, tall, really big, tall guy, and you have a normal sized dick because it probably looks smaller.
Yeah,
on you.
That sucks.
But who cares? Like,
we're gonna. Oh yeah. I'll answer a lot of this stuff
as
on
long
camera.
As it comes,
I'll answer a lot of this stuff off camera.
On OnlyFans.
As long as it makes
you know
babies.
I mean?
On OnlyFans, right?
It doesn't matter what the penis is, you guys.
We're gonna have a consultation.
As long
Steve.
As it sprays cum and can go in holes.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Okay, so
smaller
thanks.
Is better for anal.
As
though.
Long as you're getting pleasure, that's all that matters, and you have to remember that.
No, but Stella thinks smaller is better for anal.
It is, but that doesn't matter at the end of the day. Honest to God, like, it's really just about, are you getting pleasure? Are you getting satisfied sexually? It's not about
wait,
someone
wait, wait.
Else
masturbating.
Likes your penis.
I have a great. I love master.
Yeah,
yeah, I have
so
a great
if
time
that's
masturbating.
All you need, if you want to stick
my
it in
girls'
holes,
latex gloves. I'm good. I got my yeah. latex gloves. I got my Vaseline.
That's
like intensive care lotion.
I have
I'm
one
good.
Vibrator that I that's my favorite, and I have
where
five
do you
of them.
Meet your women that you have sex with?
Again, off camera, I don't, it's mostly, I don't think you know my fan base. It's 89, 90% guys that watch this.
And they love
I
you.
Have no female like that are interested in the stuff.
No,
guys, y'all were asking me? Nah. Okay.
So we should talk about
tell
our
us
own
in the
pussies.
Comments if you want to know the questions.
No. Don't, we're going to end this very soon.
I have a really nice pussy since you guys are not horny anymore. For his nutsack. I have a great purple pussy. Purple pussies are beautiful.
Oh, you
and
have your own.
I also have a bush. I have a bush, which I love. And my butthole is kind of dark, which is really cute.
I have one last question.
Stretchy.
I have one last question. Mm-hmm. Is it good for dudes to groom and like, because I'm small, like.
I don't
I
care.
Love a, I love a,
you like
a wilderness man.
Yeah, I like a
just,
wilderness.
You
don't
do?
Care about your body
you
at
do?
All. Yeah, and just fuck me and shit comes out. It doesn't matter.
So
like
I
a
thought,
messy
so
man.
So you don't like groomed.
Bush growing no. into the thighs.
No, I don't dislike groomed, but I don't love, I don't want a guy that does his eyebrows. I don't want a guy that like.
Metrosexual.
Like goes nude. He can, a lot, every man I've ever been with, you know, cuts his pubes a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he wants his dick to right. look bigger. He wants it to
I'm
look
gonna,
nice.
I'm
going to
throw
but
a curveball.
I just love hair.
I'm going to throw you a curveball now.
Yeah.
What if the dude completely bare?
Like naturally?
No.
Like he makes it that way.
Yeah.
I don't like
I'm
that.
I'm not into
it's
that.
Just not manly. Why? Because for me, if
did
you're
you
if you're naturally bald, it's fine.
Did you laser it all the way
no.
off?
No. He waxes. No, I don't know.
Holy moly.
No,
is that video
I,
camera?
I made a bad mistake.
No,
oh,
you
no,
didn't.
Did
all right,
you
so dudes, hold up. I just want to tell this to my fan
no, it's your
I want to tell this
body.
To my fan base.
You should embrace your natural
to
body.
My home, to my scissor sibling, to all my dudes
scissor
out there.
Scissor siblings?
Don't Don't shave.
Keep your natural man body.
Grow your pubic hairs out, guys.
We want a natural man.
I made that mistake. Okay.
You can use like the
But what did you do? Laser?
Off camera, I'll tell you.
No.
I shouldn't have shaved
it. You shared so much worse than
that. But shaving grows back.
I shaved it.
Oh, it'll come back.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's probably already prickly.
Bald.
When?
Don't worry about it. That's my business. What? Don't worry about it.
Why?
That's my business.
My question is why?
I don't know. I thought that they would, people would like it. Or
people? What people?
He's ready. I don't know. I'm in my own little world. I don't know why. I'm alone in here.
You know what? It's important to go between, because I've been bald. I've had landing strips. Now I have a big bush.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's the biggest I've ever had.
It's not like, I'm making the wrong choices, man.
I don't have it hairy between my lips, but I have it. Yeah. I have it hairy up here.
So,
what do you prefer on a woman?
Yeah. I don't care.
Nude.
You know,
good.
Don't care.
Thank
really?
You.
I don't.
When
care.
Men say they prefer it a certain way, I'm like,
I don't
just
care.
Fuck the hole.
Whatever it is,
just
it
use
is.
The hole.
Whatever it is, yeah. It is. Okay.
He's like any
into
pussy.
Another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
Please, I want it.
If you
want
to help support the content, go to patreon.com/Stevie
Weeby.
Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. Make sure you check out Scissor Bros every Friday, okay?
I love the scissor.
StevieWeebyShow.com for my website. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all the music. Go to, and if you want to send any packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Wow. That last 10 minutes is... getting chopped.
No.
It's getting chopped.
No,
if you chop it, I will feel
it
like you.
Thank
so
y'all
good.
For coming.
You have a small nut sack if you chop it.
Okay, dude, just seriously, lower down the volume. Before, dude, we need to end this before I start sweating. Dude, thanks for coming.
I'm sweating.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank
support
you.
Support their stuff. Follow them on Instagram.
You're
thank
so
you.
You're so funny.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry were woodpeckers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land, too blessed to stand. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the gray. Displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Today. I'm going down in the valley to escape this place from the city that's aflame. It can